As it was said before, everything is frequency management, both in ships and in persons. So, in the same manner as a ship moves its internal frequency to be compatible with the location or time where it wishes to go, a person has to do the same with her or his body. The way is to visualize and move the frequency. So, the time in itself is nothing more than another direction inside the ether. A location or a place is the same as a point in time. It is only another direction or another parameter of the same location, to say where and when. You could say that a location is a point on the XYZ map that in a frame of coordinates is localized as a point inside this frame. The time would be like an additional parameter, in this case W. So to understand a four-way space, three in space and one in time, you need to think in four dimensions or more, dimensions, not densities. This is why, in the film Interstellar, they utilize the tesseract as a representation. Now, to simplify what I mean, imagine a timeline. It is the X, Y, and Z position in the frame, on the line, where the H represents the tesseract and the hymens a temporal progression. The tesseract then represents the physical world of 3D XYZ dimensions, not densities, and the transfer of the tesseract through a line represents the point in time. Where each small point in blue represents or can represent a sun, for example. But now, let us animate the X, Y, and Z graphics by moving it all a bit as a progression, where we also represent each frame as the film roll we talked about the other day discussing the subject. We can see the progression as a timeline, or an arrow of time as the progression of ages. Slightly different, each frame to be animated by an observing consciousness. Now, this line obeys specific mathematical patterns that are the harmonics of a frequency or of its frequencies. Seen from the ether, it could not be seen as a sequence of places, as in this image. Or XYZ space, but as this image. There is no matter, there are no distances, no locations, there is no time. Everything is a soup of waves of consciousness mathematically represented with cycles, controlled by the mathematics base 12, or 369, the only one that can represent and calculate this kind of equations. The position within a graph, where distances and points can be perceived in relation to each other as here, only comes from the interpretation, the frequency, and the progression of attention points of an observer consciousness. Time as intentional progression of points of attention of an observer consciousness. Pause here to clarify some points. Okay, thank you. Let me think for a second. Asks Robert. Can the observer consciousnesses cross or be two or more at the same point? Can an observer consciousness stop at one point, or are they always in continuous motion? From the expanded point of view, from the whole of the ether, there is only one observer consciousness, but as all, it includes also the fragments that are the persons or isolated souls. In this case, yes, they can and always share one or more points of view. They can stop, accelerate, rewind, move to one side or the other, jumping the lines at will, and they have always done so. Asks Robert. And it is always, for example, X, Y, Z, W. Is there any other factor beside time and consciousness to consider? Yes, Robert. Yes, there is always more. In any case, I would represent the space-time as sets of parameters, X, Y, Z in space and U, V, W in time, being a represented figure of six dimensions, not densities. Time here having an expansion in any direction, where in a graph we would first have to locate a point in space, and with that locate its point in time. The result of the conjunction of these six factors will determine the exact place in both space and time of something, its temporal context, including in which isolated timeline it is among all. Note that it is factor 6, 3 plus 3, multiple of 3, 3, 6, 9, 12, base 12, mathematics. What geometric figure it would be represented as is no longer a tesseract. It is a hypercube. And this already exceeds the human ability to understand and manage this kind of awareness of space-time. But this explanation of three dimensions in space and three dimensions in time is the closest that we will have to explain this with human means. Okay, I have two questions. The first one is very short. You said, where each blue dot represents or can represent a sun, for example. Sun? It's just the example, right? Could it be any object? Yes, yes. It's just that as dots in a X, Y, Z space, it looks more like a star map, but it represents any point in space. The exact point of a specific cookie inside its box, for example. Okay, thank you. And you also said, this line obeys specific mathematical patterns. But then, our consciousness obeys the mathematical patterns? Because what animates every timeline is our consciousness. In what sense would our consciousness obey mathematical patterns? This sounds as something predictable. Yes, Gosha. Everything is base 12 mathematics. Everything is frequency and frequency management. So the mathematically predictable flow of a timeline would be represented as the entire sequence of frequencies mathematically intertwined within a line. Jumping to another timeline with another mathematics, another harmonics of a frequency, entails more work and a radical change in the attention of the observer consciousness. This would be a change of timeline, from timeline 1 to timeline 2. But as an example, I only use two lines here. But they are uncountable. Every line is a predictable sequence, and it changes more or less every nanosecond, although even more subtle changes to even smaller temporary nomenclatures could be argued. What is perceived as a time arrow, as it is understood and explained on Earth, past, present, future, is only the trajectory of the observer consciousness, the trajectory that the observer consciousness has taken while jumping timelines with its decisions, based on its frequency, rendering itself compatible with one or another timeline. Defining timeline as a mathematical sequence of harmonics of a frequency that obeys precise mathematical patterns, and therefore predictable. This is time seen from the perspective of a single observer. Having more observers renders this timeline's description progressively more complicated. However, as in the end everything is one great consciousness, what I have described applies here, with an example of a single observer and creator consciousness. In itself, every person or holographic fragment of the original source, every individual consciousness soul or Atma, is a node within a medium that is the original source. So it is not that we have some kind of mathematically predictable destiny and with a pre-established pattern, or rather, there is this pattern and it is predictable. Every timeline follows this pattern, but in the end, what results to not be predictable is which timeline we decide to jump to in every moment, right? It is this that eventually makes our reality not predictable, right? Both. It is an example of contradictory points that eventually, or from the most expanded point, do not contradict. From a point of view, the timeline is mathematically predictable. On the other hand, the consciousness has the capacity to jump to another one. The destiny already exists and is already written. At the same time, there is still free will, because if there is an infinite quantity of infinite variables of timelines already written in stone, immutable, an observer consciousness having the ability to decide which line to follow, it is the same as having free will. Asks Robert. But could these mathematical patterns of the consciousnesses be altered or manipulated through mind control? To observe a timeline that is of interest to someone, as we have said before? Of course, and with that, move or control which timeline or group of timelines a population perceives? Asks Robert. But they who control through mental manipulation would be in another faraway timeline or in the same timeline? Both. A state of mental perception is in itself a different timeline, and you can consciously work or perceive more than one at a time. From the most mundane point of view, for example that of an adolescent at home, she has a very strong emotional problem because of her age and concerns. Her parents have moved from the city where they lived. She feels lonely, desperate without her group of friends that supported her. She finds herself at the edge of suicide. But her parents are content with the move and don't understand what is happening to their daughter. They only limit themselves to disqualify her and tell her to calm down and that everything will turn out okay. There is a serious disconnection between the child and her parents. Although they live in the same house, are seated at the same table, the parents and the daughter, they live in timelines and worlds, realities that are completely different. Comments Robert. Yes, like the film we saw yesterday, Oblivion, where there were several Tom Cruises with the same consciousness. just with their memories erased. In Oblivion, it is not different timelines per se. Rather, it is an example of cloning. But as the clones are exact, the physical body functions as a radio, the electronic device, that receives the signal of the same soul, because they are synchronized to the exact same frequency. Thus, it doesn't matter if they kill Harper number 49, as its consciousness is in Harper number 2 as well. The body is just a body and translates to the physical world a signal that already is in the ether and is the ether, the original source. Asks Robert. Yes, it is what happened in the movie, yes. And so the clones they make of people, could you say they are those people? If they are perfect clones, yes. But the majority of the time, they are not perfect clones. So the frequency variant is enough to have contact with each other, like twins on Earth, but without being exactly the same person. Even so, the clones that they make often only have the physical appearance of the original person, but not its frequency and link to its consciousness. They have been imposed a specific base frequency, often controlled from cellular telephony towers or Gwen towers, so that their behavior can be controlled from the central. From the manufacturing facility, they program them with the hive mind, so they display a specific attitude to the requirement of the owner, mainly as clones or biological robots, with the purpose of being sex slaves to the owner. They sell clones with this mentality, and they sell them at prices that are not very high. The high cabal, but the human one, enjoys having celebrities as their sex slaves. These clones are programmed with obsolescence too, or life duration. Asks Robert. And can a clone make a quantum leap, or clones simply don't have free will? A clone is a biological machine, as many of the small greys in service of the reptiles. They lack contact with the source. It is an example of a not real person. But they can also install a specific frequency in the clone to then serve as an organic portal for a walking, be it positive or regressive. Comments Robert. Okay, going back to time. Let's say that the consciousness grows as it jumps from one timeline to another. And time here is, so we can understand it better, a coordinate more. And the velocity or perception of the duration of a second depends on the quantity of frequency harmonics that a consciousness can process. In itself, going back to the time-space frequency maps of six dimensions. Within this hypercube, on one side, there is a group of low frequencies that are the low frequency events, negative events. There are medium frequencies with average perceptions and events. And then there is the series of frequencies or positions inside the six-dimension space or hypercube that have high frequency or positive events. The time jump between one frequency or another depends on the decisions of each person. Following a path of high frequency makes you concordant with events of the same frequency. To have a bad feeling, negative emotion, serves as a compass to know in which direction you are proceeding, if it is towards the positive or the negative. But the bad feeling is something that you can change too. I don't always see it as a compass because, for example, an event passes. I can react well to this event and someone else bad, and they are depressed. Isn't that exactly controlling what that event means? It is a decision of each person to interpret the said event, and then this interpretation will produce an emotion. We are in control of our emotions many times, not the other way around. To control the emotions is also to control where you are going with your vibration. You have more control, as you say, or in the manner you say, but it is still frequencies. Many times I realized that my emotions are also timelines. It is me who chooses a certain emotion and then acts based on that. Thus, you control the meaning of the timelines. Yes, you are your emotions. They are part of you. Changing how you see or how you interpret something also changes the meaning and therefore whether an event is negative or not for you. Because in the end, there are no events outside of you. Not as if your emotions made you go towards something negative outside of you. Rather, the very events, positive or negative, are part of you. And if you see each emotion as a timeline, it means that you are working on several ones at the same time. Okay, and changing the subject a little bit, is it possible to live backwards? If time is not linear, it should be possible. Why don't we perceive ourselves as old people first and then go back to being babies? In itself, if it is a progression of events, you cannot perceive it in reverse. You would only see things in a reverse sequence, but sequence it still is. Like when you see a broken glass of water on the ground that begins to rise to the table, water being put into the glass as the pieces of broken glass are reunified. It is in reverse, but it is still a sequence of events perceivable as forward in time. Before, it was on the ground, broken, and the water was splashed. Now, it is reunifying and finally the whole glass intact, full of water, is on the table. I understand. It does follow a sequence, you are right. But who dictates what is in reverse and what is not in general? Why can I not perceive it backwards if I decide that this is my sequence that I want to live out? You dictate it. Who else? And with regards to the sequence you are living, it is as how you have perceived and designed it with your perception. Exactly. Then I could perceive myself as old first and then go towards being a baby. Yes, especially if you weren't in the dense and pasty 3D density with the Van Allen belts. The higher the frequency of the density where your consciousness mostly lives, the faster you manifest things as you want and perceive them.